This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Dennis, Dan Patrick Show. How are we doing on jet lag? Seems like it's rougher when you go to Europe as opposed to when you come back. I was okay. Yeah, Paulie?
This morning, my alarm went off at 6, and since if your body's still feeling like Dublin, that's 11.
Yeah.
So I felt like I woke up just before my alarm went off, weirdly.
Yeah. Might not feel good later on today, but we feel great. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Best and worst of the weekend. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Simone Biles coming back. How about that? She's on a roll.
Now, I don't know if she's committed to the Olympics yet.
I don't think she has. I think she's being very tentative and sort of like, well, let's just take it week by week, event by event. But it's great to see her doing her thing again.
Good.
My also other best, I have no worst.
Okay.
I decided to watch on the flight back from Dublin 3 Fast and the Furious movies back to back to back. And now this is a very late movie review.
Now, hasn't there been 10 of these movies?
I don't know if it's been 9 or 10
okay.
at this point, but there's at least 9.
Well, there was Tokyo Drift.
There was. Yeah, that was
of course.
3, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched 5, 6 and 7 maybe, something like that.
Okay.
Vin Diesel is perfect in those movies.
Is he a great actor?
I don't know if he's a great actor, but he is perfect in those movies. He's exactly right. It's exactly what those movies needed. And I don't know that I've never seen them. I saw the first one, I think. I definitely saw the first one, but I don't know how many of the other ones I've seen. But watching them back to back, they all hand off right to the next one.
Mm.
He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. I don't care if he never does another thing again in his whole career. He's perfect in those movies.
Well, the plot lines aren't too deep.
No, and they're almost always exactly the same.
Yeah.
But, man, is he so good. And then you add The Rock in to a couple, and it was like, all right, dude, it's kind of hilarious. But you just have to just let it go and just enjoy what it is. You can't really think about how plausible any of these things are.
I remember watching Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage, Angelina Jolie, and I thought you could make three movies if you wanted to out of this. And there wasn't a sequel. I thought you had it all. So you had cars, you had women. You didn't have as many women as you have in Fast and Furious. But you had Angelina Jolie, and Nicolas Cage was a good character. Robert Duvall is in there. Shy McBride, our good buddy. And I thought, okay, maybe you have something here. Maybe the character is a little too old. And then Fast and Furious came out, the first one, and I went, you got yourself a blockbuster here. It had it all. Cars. And beautiful people.
They're not unlike the Mission Impossible movies, except from, the other side.
I tried
with more of an edge.
I tried to watch Mission Impossible. I don't know which number it was with Tom Cruise, but I got a little disappointed.
The new one?
I don't know which one I watched. But I'm watching going, all right, I'm not really that into it. And I kept thinking it's got to get better. And then it never did. And I thought, all right, making $1 billion, but not for me. Yeah, Paul?
You know the thing about the Mission Impossible, they're hard to watch because you're pretty sure that Tom's not going to die in that scene. Like when he falls off a cliff and he's scrambling, he's the wire and the helicopter, he's probably going to make it because they can't.
Yeah, but Indiana Jones wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
And I loved watching those movies.
Those are good.
I mean, Bourne Identity. Jason Bourne's not dying.
Very rarely does the hero die at the end of the movie, and they're like, wow, I guess it was impossible.
Yeah.
Makes it tough to make a sequel at that point.
Thank you, Todd. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, it was on this day, I believe, that Trent Green suffered a knee injury, 1999, and that was against the Chargers. Kurt Warner came in as a backup and never looked back. So you've had two of these moments. I'm sure we've had other moments, but when you think Brady came in when Drew Bledsoe got injured and never looked back, and then Kurt Warner, so two Hall of Fame careers. I'm trying to think if there were other ones. There have to be, where somebody got injured and then somebody got a chance to play, and then that changed, you know, football history. Yes, Marv.
I don't know if it changed football history, but we just talked about him. Dak Prescott?
Oh, with Tony Romo? Well, if he wins a Super Bowl, then maybe we can look back on that. But Dak Prescott got some company. Trey Lance is coming to town as a quarterback. They traded a fourth-round pick. Here's Dak Prescott on his new teammate.
I can't say that I necessarily expected it, no. I understand that that's business. I understand that they're probably on a timeline. They need to get some done. And as I said, he felt like that strengthened this team.
To be honest with you, I'm not surprised by anything anymore. You've been in this league 8 years, been on this team. It's hard to say that I was surprised, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'd say you were a little surprised. Mike McCarthy, imagine you're the head coach, and he reportedly did not know that they were trading for Trey Lance. Mike, what do you think of Trey Lance? Well, you know, maybe the 49ers can make something happen there, but he plays for another team. No, you guys traded for him. Oh, well, we welcome him, and we look forward to him getting indoctrinated into the offense here. Yes, Eden.
I'd like at some point to hear Dak a little more confident. Trey's not coming in to challenge for the job. You know what I mean? I don't think he has to do the whole act. You know, at this point in the league, I'm not even surprised to hear anything like that. Blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, oh, yeah, no problem. Great. It'll be great
okay,
to play with him.
Okay, how would you have answered that if you're Dak Prescott and I say, hey, Dak, how do you feel about Trey Lance coming to town for a fourth-round pick?
Something along the lines of, like, yeah, great young talent. It'll be exciting to have him in the locker room.
Yeah, but do you think he's competition for you?
No.
Why are you so confident?
Because I'm the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, he should just be like, yeah, this is my job, and if somebody wants to come take it, I welcome the competition, but they're not getting my job. Like, that's, I would like to hear him say those kinds of things a little bit, or at least be like, yeah, this is my job, and I have it.
Todd, best and worst of the weekend?
My best, although diagnosed with a congenital heart defect, Bronny James still expected to return to the court soon with USC, so that's good news. Worst of the weekend, two women shot during Friday night's White Sox game in Chicago. Police investigating whether the shots came from inside or outside the stadium. At least neither considered to be life-threatening wounds.
Marv?
Best of the weekend, the Seattle Mariners. Overtaking a lead in the AL West, 9-1 in their last 10 games.
Yeah. If you would have went 9-1 in their last 11 games, no. I would have went, okay, all right.
No, I went to math class that day. Worst of the weekend, the Texas Rangers losing the AL West lead, 1-9 in their last 10 games.
Are you jet lagged?
I'm all types of lagged.
Right.
Hungover, tired, jet lagged. ALS. Sorry, everyone.
Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Louis Lappi.
Louis
Lappi. El Segundo.
El Segundo.
Yeah, Segundo. Oh, there you go.
Blue.
Yeah, he parked one, took down Curacao, that pesky Curacao team. 6-5 Little League World Series. Louis Lappi. And he said afterwards, he goes, when you know you hit it, he goes, oh, when I started swinging the bat, I felt like this is a good swing. He thought he knew he had it before he hit the pitch. Great for them. Mm. Worst of the weekend, this is not necessarily worst, but a confusing one of the weekend. I watched the entire Elvis movie, the Baz Luhrmann, Austin Butler, Tom Hanks Elvis movie on the plane.
Mm.
I can't tell whether I loved it or not. It is an impressive piece of filmmaking. There are some scenes that are awesome. I think all of you guys have seen it. Tom Hanks is great. Austin Butler's great. There's something missing. It's like it almost, I don't know what it is.
I think it's too fancy.
Too slick?
Yeah. Yeah. But he does, didn't he do Gatsby? He does too glittery, too shiny.
He did Moulin Rouge was a big one for him.
Yeah,
but that was a great movie.
Yeah, he likes flashy, shiny.
There's some scenes, like the scene where he, you know, early in it, where Elvis decides to not take it anymore and just unleash on the crowd.
Mm.
Those scenes are unbelievably shot. The acting's great. I don't know what it is.
I always found Johnny Cash more interesting than Elvis. I appreciated Elvis, but Johnny Cash to me, far more interesting. Chris in D.C., best and worst of the weekend. Chris.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Chris.
So first of all, I feel like I've been lied to my entire adult life because I have been known to indulge in a few black and tans. I've never had a ruby red and tan, so it's hard for me to...
I found this out. I did some research, a lot of research when I was in Dublin on Guinness, and it's not... black and tan. It is ruby red. If you look at it, hold it up to the light next time, and then you'll see what I've been told.
Yes, sir. All right, so the best of the weekend is my beautiful daughter, Morgan. She got engaged to a nice young man, Kyle, and my very first thought was, oh, man, how am I going to hold myself together walking her down the aisle? And then immediately I thought, Dan Patrick's probably not the one to ask for advice for that.
No. And you know what? So what if you don't hold it together? Don't worry about it, Chris. Like it's a great moment. You just don't want to overshadow. Like, oh my God, they're not looking at the bride; they're looking at the father of the bride. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, so I was going to say it's okay to lose it. Just don't make it about you. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Dad. He's just like now. You just went too far, man.
Yeah.
Hold it together.
Yeah. Like a couple of tears is okay, but you don't want to be emoting as
don't sob.
Yeah, as I did when we walked my son down the aisle.
Yeah,
so wasn't even my daughters, and then I'm like, kind of sad. Yes, Mark.
It was a noisy cry.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the problem. If it was just tears, I'd be fine. I can't do just tears.
You should have been like us, where it was just kind of tears. I think I got emotional. Seton got emotional. You got just, you know what?
Well, Seton got emotional when we heard, oh, Danny boy. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Well, but that was just a joke. I didn't really get emotional. I was just going for the.
Oh, me too.
I was just going for some laughs.
Yeah, me too.
I was trying to make myself cry. I was trying to show off my acting chops in front of Will in case he's like, hey, you know who could cry on command? Seton.
Morgan in Maryland. Hi, Morgan. Welcome back.
Hello. I just have a better and best of the weekend. Best, Notre Dame coming out and absolutely dominating in their season opening game against Navy. It was good to see. And then better is, I have to give it up to you guys being in Ireland last week and over the weekend. It's just, you could tell how much fun you guys are having on all the broadcasts. And it's really a testament to you guys and what you do. And also, I have to give it up to Ireland as well, because that just brings out the best in people. And I continue to be in awe of that country. And I really hope you guys go back next year.
All right. I'm hoping to as well. And I would love to, I don't want to get ahead of myself because it took a long time to get all this pulled together. But if we could do it next year, I'd like to do it where we're able to almost have a package where fans could come over and join us. We could watch a show. We'd go to the football game. We could do a meet and greet, you know, those kind of things. That's my goal next year for the audience. Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the boys had a great, safe trip back. Best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend. Paulie kind of took it. El Segundo walking it off. I mean, when we were kids, was there any other cooler dream to have than to hit one off, you know, in the walk-off World Series? I mean, come on. Or should it be now, is that a really world championship right there? I mean, they beat Curacao, so I guess it's a world championship. Sorry, Noah Lyles. That's also my worst of the weekend right there is for the fact that Noah Lyles is targeted the NBA, and I think that that's where everyone's losing their minds is because it's like, hello, you've got the Joker, you got Giannis, you've had Ginobili, you've had all these worldwide talents, you know, Hakeem, come to the NBA, and it's like, well, the world does come to us. So, yes, I do believe that people get, you know, the defensive on it. It's like, yeah, the world comes to us. No one's going to the Argentinian National League, you know, basketball tournament to watch if they're the best. Everybody watches the NBA, as does the MLB and everything like that. So I think that that's why Noah Lyles made, you know, comments really didn't hit the way that he probably wanted them to.
Well, you know, and thank you, Gus, for the phone call. But Noah Lyles is saying, I go against the best sprinters in the world, the fastest people in the world. So he can say that he's won a world championship. Absolutely. Michael Phelps, when he was swimming, a world championship. I understand that. I was just surprised that he called out, you know, all of these team sports in the United States. Like, how can you say you're World Series champ? You didn't play the world. You just played the United States, North America. I go, all right. Yeah, see.
The NBA, like the player reaction from players in the NBA was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. Like, somebody want to tell this fool or whatever? Like, it was very funny.
They're like Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, I think Dame Lillard. What were some of the comments that they had, Marv?
All right, so Kevin Durant says, somebody help this brother. Devin Booker just has a palm to the face emoji. Tyus Jones says, yeah, this ain't it. And Udonis Haslam says, big fan, but go ahead with that BS, bruh.
Bruh.
It sounds like they're backing him.
No. It just came out of nowhere.
Easy there, fella.
Yeah. But he is he's the fastest guy in the world currently. But I guess that's what he's saying. This is a true world championship as opposed to those posers in the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NFL. All right, we'll take a break. He had four touchdown passes. Notre Dame roughed up Navy. Sam Hartman. Do you know the story about the chain or the necklace he wears? You guys aware of this?
Yeah, it's like made out of his...
I guess ribs?
Yeah, his rib.
Like cartilage?
I think he has a cartilage necklace.
Those are the best.
Yes, Todd.
It's a cartilage, I think is what he's wearing.
Okay.
Thank you, Todd. Let me give you one bloop.
And that's generous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he made a necklace out of the cartilage in his ribs.
Part of his surgically removed rib. Why would they allow him to have that?
I don't know.
I don't think they just give away medical waste.
But didn't I try to get some bone chips from somebody?
Yeah.
Somebody got injured, and they're cleaning out bone chips?
Yeah, we wanted someone's when they had an elbow surgery or a shoulder surgery.
Was it Johnny Bench who was getting his arm cleaned out or something? And I said, can I have your bone chips to put in the man cave?
We did ask Jerry Rice for his hands if he happened to...
When he passes away.
We don't want him to pass away.
Yeah, but if he does, then we thought, you know, it'd be nice to get his...
I think Pringles may be coming out with bone chips. I could have sworn I saw that in the supermarket the other day.
Man,
I lost my bloop. Now I'm back to zero.
The cartilage,
cartilage.
Yeah,
necklace.
Yeah. And then he went with bone chips. Okay, we'll take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready. Are you ready? Official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. You're not going to miss out on any of the action. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game this September. Now, life is more fun when you're in on all the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app before kickoff. Use code Patrick. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL bet. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code Patrick. The crown is yours. Fritzy.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Big Ten football is coming to NBC and Peacock, kicking things off West Virginia and Penn State. The premiere of Big Ten Saturday night. Here comes Saturday night on NBC. NBC and Peacock brought you Notre Dame and Navy, and the Notre Dame quarterback Sam Hartman joining us on the program, fresh out of a class here. Let's go around the room on what class Sam just got out of. I'm guessing this is grad school that he's going to. Todd, what class did Sam Hartman just get out of?
I think it's some type of economics business class.
Oh, no. At his age?
Yeah.
Come on. He's not taking economics.
Why not?
Oh, I'm going to say ballroom dancing, just like Matt Leinart did. Seton?
I was going to say something to do with money or economics.
Okay.
I was on the same vibe as
all right, time. Marvin?
I'm going to say something in journalism.
Journalism?
Like writing, communications?
I think Sam wants to be a sportscaster. I'm not sure, but I'm going to ask him this. Paulie?
I'll go high level, like a journalism ethics class.
Ethics?
Ooh, ethics.
All right, let's bring in Sam Hartman, Notre Dame quarterback. What class did you just get out of?
They were all very good guesses. I love the journalism answer. That's somebody's done their homework, their research. But it was an ethics class, but it was ethics and sports.
Paulie, I'm going to give you credit.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you credit for that. Congratulations.
Right, nice.
That's it, Sam. That's the only reason why we wanted to have you on and just find out what class.
Thank you. Sounds good. I'll see you guys.
Do you want to be a sportscaster?
I do. I took some sports journalism classes back at Wake, and I really enjoyed it. Had a great professor, Professor Catanosa. I'm actually zooming into his class next week. I have a longstanding tradition with him where every year he has a sports journalism class that I took as a freshman. that I come back and they do a mock interview. And I enjoy enjoy talking about sports. Obviously, enjoy playing it, and I enjoy talking about, you know, everything that it has to do with it and what you do and what everybody does at this, at your level.
Well, can I help you with anything?
I mean, shoot, if you could find me a job when I'm done playing.
Find you a job. Maybe an internship. How's that?
Yeah, there we go. That'd be great.
Were you thinking of, when you left Wake, was there any thought of you going into the draft?
There was a lot. And I think at the beginning of the year, coming back to school wasn't in question. I think 5 years of college I thought was a lot. I felt like, you know, I was done going to class, done being in a college setting, and was ready to, you know, take a stab at the NFL. And, you know, thankfully I had another opportunity, and really the COVID year was kind of this weird thing that everyone has taken advantage of, or either not. And really towards the end of the year, it's actually a funny story. The main reason it came up is my brother, who looks similar to me as brothers do, is in med school down at Florida, and he was walking around and somebody thought it was me and just tweeted it out. And that's the power of social media. And it kind of became this like, oh, Sam's transferring to University of Florida. It's a done deal. And I'm like, I'm sitting in a Wake meeting room. Like, what are they talking about? And so that kind of sparked the curiosity for us and this process of like, hey, you know, there might be, you know, potential for this being a legitimate, you know, idea. And then we just kind of went through, and once the season was over, looked at the prospects of different schools and felt like Notre Dame was the best fit.
How many schools were recruiting you once they found out that you might be open to this?
There was quite a few. I mean, you can think of any college that needed a quarterback or was in need was reaching out. You know,
give me a couple of schools here.
You know, Florida was one. Auburn was another one. I mean, at the time there was a little bit of Alabama, but I mean, it was all strategic in my way of just knowing that it kind of came down to, at the time, the offense in place here at Notre Dame and the school. And what it represents. And then the other side was just the NFL component of like, do I want to go back and, like you started with, take classes again and risk injury or whatever you want to call it. I think that was really the two sides.
Did you see Joe Montana while you were in Ireland?
I got a thumbs up from him. Probably one of the coolest moments of my life. He was walking by. That was surreal. When we were practicing, they were running through all the different announcements they were going to do in the game. And I heard his kind of big announcement. I'm like, if he's here, that's going to be pretty special. And he was walking by when we were going over the last drive and got a little thumbs up. I was like, all right, you know, that's a cool moment I'll never forget.
Have your teammates asked you to buy them beer yet?
You know, it's been you know, I'm 24 at this point. So, I mean, I think at some point I might have or have, you know, I can't admit or deny any of those. I plead the fifth. How about that?
Okay. How often does being 24 come up for you?
Way too much. I think that I'm the old man. And Milk, our long snapper, just turned 24 today. So, or yesterday, and it was actually my brother's birthday yesterday. He just turned 26, so happy birthday, Joe. But so now he's 24, so I'm not the only one, but it's a big one. I mean, I think that, you know, my age shows sometimes with some of the freshmen and just what they do and what they talk about, but it's fun to be the old guy.
Well, it's like Stetson Bennett.
Right, I mean, right, 100%.
Why not? I mean, if you're not in a rush to go to the NFL and you enjoy the experience and you're playing at a high level, being a Notre Dame quarterback, pretty good gig.
It's not too bad. It's a hard gig to turn down, I'll tell you that.
We're talking to Sam Hartman, Notre Dame starting quarterback, had four touchdown passes. The necklace has to come up. Your age, and that you have a necklace that's made out of what?
It's made out of my own rib that my mom created. yeah, it's quite an interesting headline right there that people like to grab. But yeah, it's part of the story.
Where is it?
It is at my house right now. It was in Dublin, Ireland with me, and you know, it was around when I was traveling around, but it is back home, and you know, it'll probably appear on the game day walks and a little bit of warm-ups, but it's a little sharp, so I'm a little nervous. I you know, might try and go back to where it belongs. But it was it's a cool feature piece. It's something I'm proud of, something that it's a little weird and obscure. I know that and I understand that, but Just kind of like a scar or a tattoo. You know, it's something that I can always remember back to and lean on.
I got a side hustle for your mom. I mean, other people may want to make, you know, necklaces out of this.
She might. She, you know, I don't know if the money gets tight, she might have to get back into work, and that might be it.
What was the feeling like? Put me into you with Notre Dame as opposed to last year at Wake. The pressure that it came along or comes along with that.
I mean, I think on the field it's all the same. I mean, I think you want to perform at your highest level. You want to be the best that you can possibly be, and I think. The similarity comes from just the team. I think, I've been really lucky and just have had some great teams, and great teammates and great coaches that you want to play for. I don't know a quarterback or a player who ever wants to go out and not perform at their highest level. So I would say it's very similar. I think, the cool thing about this past weekend was just the scene, of where we were, obviously in Dublin, Ireland. Playing against Navy, an old traditional, you know, rivalry that has been built for longer than I've been alive, and I think that was probably the more pressure of just being out there, new offensive coordinator, new teammates, and just making sure that everything was working and operating smoothly.
Did you like Notre Dame at all growing up?
I really did. I grew up I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I grew up a huge Michigan fan. I was a Michigan fan my entire life until I got to college.
Wow. So you hated Notre Dame probably growing up.
I did. It was really Ohio State that I wasn't a fan of, like, it just based on my Michigan status. And, but yeah, I was not a huge one. But again, once they stopped recruiting me, I was like, okay, well, it's Wake Forest and now it's Notre Dame.
Oh, Michigan stopped recruiting you?
Well, they never really did. Stopping it was probably was arrogant of me.
Did Ohio State recruit you?
No, I was. I only had three offers coming out of college. I had Wake Forest, UNC Charlotte, and Elon. So I was not the biggest star out there.
Okay. Well, now you can take care of Ohio State in a couple of weeks.
That is true. But right now it's. We're on this week and trying to go 1-0.
Well, it was fun to watch, and congrats on your debut there. And thanks for joining us. And if we can help down the road with you becoming a better broadcaster, I've seen there was a clip that was sent to me this morning, and it's you reading off teleprompter, and it didn't go well, Sam.
Yeah, I think it's Mr. Gorin, Dave Gorin's class. I remember that.
It just happened to be Dave Gorin, who is runs the Sportscaster Hall of Fame, who sent that to me, I think.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Professor Gorin. I appreciate that. You know what? I'll make sure now I'll never respond to him again. So
just you got to work on those things. And
yes, sir.
Reading off a teleprompter, you have to act as if, or, you know, present yourself that you're not moving your head or your eyes. And you stare right into the middle of the camera and try to take – it'd be like seeing the whole field as a quarterback. You got to see the whole prompter there. And don't move your eyes. Don't move your head. And you just want to be very casual when you deliver, not read.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the info. And I'm going to – next time I'm in that situation, I'll be thinking of this combo. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Go Irish.
That's Sam Hartman, Notre Dame starting quarterback. He threw 77 touchdowns, I think, over his last two seasons at Wake Forest. He got, I think, 100 touchdown passes. So you get somebody like that running your offense, and that's a big difference for that that offense. They're fun. They got some good running backs, good wide receivers, tight end as well. Lucas in Texas joins us on the program. Hi, Lucas. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, Luke.
Hey, I wanted to call with a compliment and a critique from your Ireland trip.
All righty.
A compliment. I got to say, whoever put in the intro video, I loved it. Well done. My favorite part had to be Marvin struggling to find any music that resonated with him and then struggling to press a button with a small plastic-looking hand. Terrific, great touch. I will offer my critique, though. I think that you guys missed the boat on one aspect of Mr. Farrell becoming a full Danette. Okay. So please let him know the job is not yet done. But from all of your fans to Mr. Farrell, I just want to say, suck it, Will Farrell.
Oh, okay. So you're treating him like he's a real Danette.
No one said that.
Yeah, got a pie to the face, but nobody said, suck it, Will Ferrell.
It's an important detail.
Yeah. Mark in Tulsa. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Man, a thumbs up from Joe Montana. That just gives me chills. How about that? Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say it seems like the Dan Patrick Show has a little Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady thing going on with way back when I found out McLovin was leaving. I mean, I was bummed. I was crushed. I love McLovin. But you guys killed it with Marvin. What a substitution. He's going to come in. He's been killing it. The chemistry with the other Danette, he's a breath of fresh air, and he's great. Well done. Well done.
Well, thank you, Mark. And Marvin, how about that?
Man, thank you.
You're going to get ready to cry?
No, I was like, see, and I was joking too.
Wait, were you joking on Friday when you said that you were getting emotional?
No, I was. Okay. I was dead ass serious.
Okay, yeah, because I thought I was the only one getting emotional, and then you got emotional because where you've been and where you are right now.
Yeah, it's just, and Seton started it. He was like, you know, the best part about this is seeing Marvin, you know, experience this, and I was like, man, I was working in screening at the mothership for $13.68 an hour.
You're not going back?
Oh, I told you guys in the snug. Yeah. Can't go back.
Can't go back.
Nope.
Not going back.
That became the rallying cry. Whenever it'd be quiet, and then all of a sudden Marvin said, not going back. I said, no, you're not going back. Don't have to go back. McLovin, if McLovin walks through that door right now, I just say, what are you doing here?
Would you say, hey, it's good to
I might say that eventually, but this is your job. You've earned it.
Oh, I thank you. Yeah,
it's official.
Yeah. No, it's been official.
Oh, I thought we were, there's like a training process.
No.
I thought it was like a 2-year training program.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nothing like that. He's earned it. Yes, Todd.
It's about time we officially announced him as the
I thought I'd officially that. Announced him. He's official in my eyes, and that's all that matters. And the audience has been very receptive. In a good way. You've been a good sport. And I think it all started. I think when we're measuring our hands and all of a sudden Seton knows that he's got the smallest hands until we find out that you have smaller hands than Seton. And the reaction of that. Did we put that on our Sports Emmy submission? I think we might have. Now, this was brought up to me. Would we put, you know, I'll take a break. And I'm going to ask you about something that happened recently. Would we put that on our tape, our submission to win a Sports Emmy? And I'll see what you guys think, because I have a strong feeling about this. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Got back yesterday, and I thought maybe it's time for Slider Sunday. Thought it was a nice suggestion after what we had in Dublin, but King's Hawaiian, every day can be a slider day, but fall Sundays, make them better with a slider Sunday, the original roll slider buns, salty pretzel slider buns, soft and fluffy and irresistible, kind of like Fritzy. King's Hawaiian rolls, perfect for any football get-together, and they're delicious, customizable, and shareable. King's Hawaiian slider Sunday, perfect way to have that mealtime ritual and enjoy football on Sundays with family and friends. Also Saturdays, well, since there's college football. King's Hawaiian, it's a game day recipe inspiration waiting for you to discover. How about barbecue, bacon, meatball sliders? Whoo, that sounds great. Sharing that great food with friends and family and football. Make your Sunday King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and ask for the fluffy, sweet, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast. the Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat Dynasty League you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive Dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their Dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This had to do with scoreboard?
It did. Motown Records released this on this date in 1973, So apropos to play that.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. Sports Emmy question. Now, what do we get? Five different segments that we submit to on our Sports Emmy tape?
Correct. You get five clips from the show, and there's a max time.
Okay. I was wondering about this on the way home from Dublin. Would we put the segment where Will Ferrell brings out the props from Step Brothers, and he actually has the prosthetic testicles that he used in that scene on Step Brothers. And I'm wondering, would we put that as one of our five things that would represent this show? Let's go around the room. Todd, would you submit that?
I'm going to lean towards no. I like the idea of incorporating Will Ferrell in Dublin. I don't know if I'd go with that.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to respectfully say no.
All right. Marvin.
I'm saying no as well.
All right. Paulie.
This is very tough because from an entertainment standpoint, the place was going berserk.
Yeah.
And it is about, this is an entertainment show that talks sports. There were other great moments with Will that we could also put in.
What would be better than that?
I would lean towards putting it in because it's rip-roaring funny. And if the person doesn't vote for us because of the tone of it, that's on them.
I'd rather lose, not get nominated or win the Sports Emmy, knowing that it could have been because of that.
Yeah.
But that's who we are. I thought it was a great
segment. Nobody's going to have a segment like that that we're competing against. You know, SportsCenter, Around the Horn, Pardon the Interruption, Baseball Tonight. Yeah, Paul.
And when Will showed us that piece of memorabilia, he spent the entire morning making sure we didn't know what was coming. He worked with the guys in back and didn't tell any of us, so it was a natural reaction.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm in the minority here. It's 4-1. Yes, Todd?
I liked the banter with Will Ferrell and Marcus Freeman, and when Marcus Freeman came out and he totally blew off Will Ferrell and wouldn't give him knocks. I think there's some other things we could look at.
No, that's just a moment.
I don't know if you go lowbrow and for something like that.
Oh, now we don't go lowbrow.
No, for that particular thing, I don't know. My instinct says there's probably something better for that.
Okay.
If we have to pick five moments from the entire year.
Okay, fine. I thought it was a great segment. I thought it was unique, and it kind of captured the essence of who we are and what we are. Okay, fair enough. Any leftover?
Captures exactly who we are, not Emmy winners.
Yeah, but we know that. We're not winning.
I, in all seriousness, I would rather have the past 7 days of my life than Emmy Award. No doubt. If you told me I could win one Emmy or do the trip we just did, that's not even close.
All right, Seton, if I said you can win the sports Emmy or we didn't go to Dublin.
I'd probably take the Emmy.
You are so hell-bent on us getting a sports Emmy. It's just not going to happen.
Not with that attitude. No.
Not with that attitude.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no. I'm trying.
Any leftover Ireland stories that we didn't get to? Yeah, Marv.
Shane Gillis? Outstanding.
Yo, that dude is funny.
If you get a chance to see this comedian, Shane Gillis, Backroom Guys, Danette's got a chance to see him. And Brady Quinn introduced us to Shane. And by all accounts, he killed. Did a great job. Yes, Todd.
And shout out to Brady because he got all those tickets together with his buddy Shane. He literally almost a dozen tickets he provided so that everybody can go see him Friday night. I thought that was very nice.
Yeah. We saw a lot of Brady Quinn.
We did.
Yeah. Saw medium Mike Golick. Got to see him as well.
He looks great, Mike Golick.
Yeah. He looks all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks all right.
Okay.
Yeah. I got some people say, why did he take a shot at you? Called you the fraudulent flyer. And I'm going, what are we doing here, Mike?
Well, because I think, you know, you always have that relationship with people where you joke around with them and you take shots at each other, you know? And I think he just jumped in first.
Yeah, but I wasn't taking any shots at him.
No, but Seton's right. There's always that banter and you tease the guests and the guests have fun back with you. So he just wanted to show that he's part of the family like that.
I didn't kick him while he's down and call him a loser because he didn't have a job at ESPN and he got fired.
You didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
Right.
I could have, but I didn't. Right? And then he goes, oh, before I go, I got to give you a dig here or something. You're the fraudulent flyer. And I'm going, no, I'm a Dayton flyer. But I wasn't sure what he was doing.
He's got his first show today with his son. Hope that's successful. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I care anymore.
You care.
No, I don't. I don't know if I care. Golick took a shot. I'll take a couple shots back.
He got you, though.
Well, because I was playing nice. You know, talking to his wife and talking about his kids and all these things when we were having a couple of beers. And then all of a sudden, you know, he takes a shot, a parting shot on the way out. Yes, Marv.
I'm recommending Pat Connaughton to be a more frequent
absolutely.
Like contributor to the show.
He was good. Pat Connaughton, the former Notre Dame player now playing for the Bucks. Yes. Yes, Marv.
And we're going to Milwaukee also.
Yeah, he invited us.
Yep. Dude, oh, that's right. I got to put that on the list.
Yeah, we get to do layup line. That'd be great. This day in sports history, Paulie, aside from Trent Green suffering a knee injury on this date against the Chargers and his backup, Kurt Warner, came in.
Well, let me look for something else then.
Oh,
it is,
wow.
1972, Mark Spitz captures first of his 7 gold medals at the Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany. He set the world record in the 200-meter butterfly. He was a superstar. There it is.
That's it?
Well, and then the one you had.
Okay. On this date, 2021, Shohei Ohtani, perhaps you've heard of him, first Angel with 40 home runs, 20 stolen bases in the same season. And on this date, last year, baseball card sells for $12.6 million, the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia, 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you have heard of him, too. Okay. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, let me start with you. What did you learn today?
Sam Hartman's brother, who looks a lot like Sam, was once spotted on the Gainesville campus, and social media began reporting Sam was transferring from Wake to the Gators.
Yeah, he was a good guest. I enjoyed him. Seton O'Connor.
I learned that 56% of our audience think it's rude to put your seat back on a flight.
Oh, it is rude.
Yeah, it is rude.
Then why do they allow you to do it? Unless you're in an exit row where I've sat, where you can't move it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Right, I'm telling you, it's a thing, and it's wrong.
Okay. Marvin, what did you learn today?
Ross Tucker thought he was awesome in the preseason.
Yeah, he did, when he was with Steve Spurrier. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Sam Hartman has Heisman-worthy hair.
And a beard.
Mm.
Todd, what did I learn today?
We all learned the color of Guinness is not black. It's actually dark ruby red.
Yeah. Hold it up to the light. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the program. You got classics, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Great to be back home. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Close out the show on this Monday, sleep number. I was in a decent mood every day I woke up in Ireland. Didn't have my sleep number bed. They looked at me like, what, you wanted to bring your bed with you? Yeah, I think Don Henley of the Eagles used to fly his bed around. So why couldn't I bring mine? You know, it was either that or I had to leave some of the backroom guys at home. Sleep number setting is 75. Couples can choose their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. It's the perfect bed for you because you won't argue. It's two beds in one. Also, your sleep quality. It'll show you your sleep quality. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep, provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. Sleeping hot this summer, you can cool that off. They have temperature-balancing Sleep Number smart beds. They thought of everything. Well, now it's time for you to think about what you want to do with the biggest sale of the year, Sleep Number. Go in, sleepnumber.com/Patrick, or go into their Sleep Number stores and ask about the sale. 50% off on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds. See store for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.